And welcome back. What is this? Second segment, I guess, yeah. I'm chewing up that outside the pizza box real good today. Sausage and pineapple.
You know this one?
Oh, I've heard it, yeah.
You know what the title is?
No.
Your Savior?
Oh, I have heard this, yes, you know. I've heard so many, you can't remember them all, right? That's nice. Who is this?
This is Temple of the Dog, so Chris Cornell in the lead here.
Temple of the Dog. Awesome. It's perfect for today's world. Hey, did you screen this call, or should I go ahead and take him?
Let me get it yet.
I'll take him.
You're going to take him?
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay. Nobody talked to me except for you, Pizza Box.
Well, I said, hey, did you take that? I'll go to Gary because I knew it was you, man. I've been hearing you. What's going on? You were gone for a while. Did you, like, take a vacation?
I used to enjoy when you and I would talk on the radio. We'd go back. And I brought it up one time. I feel bad because I want to apologize for saying one time I called you up. I said you're two pepperonis short of a full pizza box.
Oh, well, hey, that's all right. You know, people make fun of me all the time. You should see what I do to people when they make fun of my last name. I destroy them, Gary. But I know that you're a nice guy, so I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, I am a nice guy, so I do want to apologize for that because I do feel bad. And you know, but the thing is, you know, you're talking about God. Now, you know, Dom is a atheist. I take it you're an atheist. Mike is actually a Christian.
No, actually, so, I'm a recovered Catholic. But you know what I am? I believe that the earth is the God that we all need to be concerned about. I mean, all life comes from the earth. I know all the scriptures, everything else. But I'm choosing to not do the hate routine, which is what happens when people start talking about God. It's like everybody's God is different than the other one. Everybody's got to be on the side of this. And if you're not on that side, be damned. Except for the God I know was a God of choice, dude. And that and see, that's why I don't get into it. It's like, who thinks that I don't believe in something going on? I was talking to Jason before the show saying, you know, I've seen this stuff before. You know, it's starting to do the biblical thing on me. But you know what? I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there because I have a clue and other people don't. I'm not supposed to, like, shove it down their throats like Republicans try to do with the fake faith that they have, right?
Well, the thing is, this is how I look at with God and everything. I'm a 7-year-old Republican. Why do I even listen to you guys? I listen to you because I like to hear what you guys have to say. You know what? Believe it or not, I agree with you guys a lot of times. But the thing is, I also watch the conservative stuff. So I get the base. I get to hear both sides. Most of your listeners only listen to one side, and they think
no,
the whole world.
Listen, I listen to that you talk about, that white side. That's the side you're talking about, man. And I'm glad that you called in, but I'm going to move on because I'll talk about what I heard you saying about guns. And it's not guns that kill people, and everybody that's doing this is mentally ill. Wow, dude, that is like so far off. Do you know how many mentally ill people there are in America that the Republicans really, I'm going to tell you, they don't give a crap about those people. How do I know? I see the way they treat them at the Capitol. I see the way they walk by people, man. You can't, what do you think, Gary? You can talk it, but you can't walk it, right? I'm not afraid to step out and say what I say. And that's why I don't preach God or the gospel or Christianity, because it's like, well, if this is what Christianity is in this country, letting people starve and be sick and die and stuff, I don't believe in that either. I don't believe in Christianity. Okay? I believe in what Jesus did, which was to feed hungry people, heal the sick, give them a shirt if they needed it. What are you guys missing here? I mean, try to keep it simple. Did Jesus say that everybody should have a damn gun to defend their families? Oh, I bet you anything. And I don't know if you guys know this, but way back then, they didn't let the masses carry swords either. Sure, they didn't want the oppressed to attack, so instead they used torches and pitchforks. Well, that isn't going to work today, right? I mean, outside of January 6th, I've never seen cops stand back and stand down for a group of people that are just, if anybody deserved to be stopped that day, cold, it was them. not Black Lives Matter, not the Poor People's Campaign, just because that white side doesn't like what's going on. And that's what it is, Gary. There's not enough brown people to buy your guys' BS, because I can't say it on here. I can say it on Facebook if you want to follow me there. What is really? I mean, it's like blinded to the truth. I think, Gary, if you want to check your scriptures, that's in there too. In the end, people will be blinded to the truth because it's ugly. The truth is ugly, and I think that's why people avoid it.
I want to get your take on this because there's just one quick clarification. Gary said we're talking about God. We're not talking about God. We're talking about this completely conflicted, hypocritical relationship.
Can't I talk about God any way I want, right? I mean, seriously.
But we are talking about the GOP being connected to Christians, these Christian groups. It just doesn't jive. It doesn't jive with Christianity.
Never has. That's why, like, after, what did I tell you? Like, my third grade, I was thankful that I went to church because I know what the heck is right and wrong here. And I kind of like this Jesus guy. Why stick around and get ruined? Why stick around and get ruined by these faiths that all of a sudden, you know, one group is different than the other? I don't remember that being God or Jesus. God didn't make us divided. People did. I'm just not, what is this, you know? And God, again, to me, is the planet, because that's where we all came from. We came from the soil, man. So, you know, call me crazy, because I'm not going to buy into this, you know, Republican far right thing and think I'm getting to heaven, because I sure as hell hope there is one, man. I know where I'm going to be. I'll be on Romney's Cloud 32, where it's just me and the cats.
How many religions are there, Pizza Box?
All I know is that once I recovered, I was cool. But, you know, I like these ones that are non-denominational. You know, I like the people that I made a delivery to today, you know, Unitarian Church. Yeah, everybody's united here, man. It don't matter who you are, man. We're all going to be good people here. I don't really think it's that hard. I think it was a lot harder when I was young doing the wrong things and trying to do what everybody else is doing today. Try and sugarcoat everything, make an excuse, rationalize, justify it. We're going crazy, man. Spinning faster and faster and faster. And there's no denying it. Unless you're a climate change denier or you don't believe that there's a whole lot of people in this country, government, racist, man.